center. It's gone.
It was completely vaporized.
Guys, focus. We don't have time to think about it. We still have to beat these Shogun Zords.
We have to get out of here. We need to regroup. Come up with a plan.
I'll hold them off while you guys escape.
Rocky!
It's the only way. My Zord is the most durable. Besides, even if I get defeated, the worst they'll do is arrest me. But it gives you guys time to come up with a plan.
Rocky, wait!
Go! Now!
They have no time to argue. The Griffin, Lion, and Pegasus Zords begin their escape as they blast off into the air.
Getting away! After them!
The Black Shogun tries to follow, but is cut off by the Red Dragon Warrior mode. The Yellow and Blue Shogun go to take off as ordered, but Rocky throws his Zord's quarterstaff at them. The Yellow Shogun is hit. The Blue Shogun, however, is still in pursuit.
We got one on us.
Opening fire.
The dome of the Lion Thunderzord glows and fires a green laser that blasts the Blue Shogun Zord. The humanoid robot dips as Adam fires again. The Blue Shogun Zord falls from the sky. It crashes hard into the rocky desert below. The Red Shogun, meanwhile, is aiding the Black in overcoming the Red Dragon, pushing and then finally pounding the Red Warrior down to the ground on its back. The silver faceplate smashes.
Transforming into Dragon Mode!
The two Shogun Zords lose their grip as the Red Warrior forms back into its Chinese Dragon Mode and takes flight upwards.
Oh no, you don't!
The Black Shogun reaches up to grab the Red Dragon by its tail and pulls it back down.
I'm going down! Guys, get to safety, out!
Rocky is cut off as his Zord is teleported in red light. The other three Thunder Zords fade in the same manner.
What? Where'd they go?
Damn it!
A split second later, the Power Rangers are in their Zord's hangar. Then they are teleported once again, this time, back inside the command center.
What the? But...
The command center! It wasn't destroyed!
Rangers!
Alpha!
Aisha runs down off the pad, unable to stop herself as she hugs the robot. The rest of the group joins her.
Rangers, I am glad to see you too!
What happened? We saw you blow up.
You saw what you needed to see. I was able to bring the cloak and shields back online just in time. But we couldn't risk contacting you all to tell you until we had broken orbit. We needed the Shadow Rangers and your people to think we were destroyed. Otherwise, shields or not, we would have never escaped.
Wait, we're in orbit?
Yes, and cloaked, which means we are safe, for now. We must come up with a plan quick, though. If the Shadow Rangers discovered our base once, it is only a matter of time before they will do so again.
I did shoot one of their Zords back there. I think that should slow them down. For a while, anyway.
Yeah, but they got one of ours, too. The Red Dragon is in bad shape. It'll be a while before it can repair itself.
Great. That means no Megazord for a while.
Kimberly and Kat are probably behind bars right now. We wouldn't be able to form it anyway.
Shadow Blue was in a bad way from the crash. Her Zord might repair itself. But her body.
If she is half the being the Russians boasted about in the reports, she'll recover. If not, she's expendable. Return to base.
Ma'am, I just received word from Angel Grove Base. The East Coast vigilantes and their families have been received there.
Beautiful. Let them know Mr. Gold and I will be arriving there shortly.
Aye, aye.
What now? You've blown our cover and these people won't stay mind-controlled forever.
Perhaps I got a little overeager, but I have a plan to fix it. Did you fix the security cameras?
I had people see to it. No one beyond this room will see what happened, but the looped feed won't trick them forever.
Like I said, I have a plan. Speaking of which, hello, Catherine.
You're... What are you wearing? And what the hell is that?
Good to see you too.
Do you have any update on the whereabouts of the Power Rangers?
I've been listening in with the bug I planted. The command center escaped your missile. The Rangers are in orbit now, trying to come up with a plan.
I figured they couldn't be defeated so easily. So here's what we're going to do. You will contact your dear teammates and tell them you are on the run. You will then plan to meet them at a place I will provide. We will then trap them and take them into custody. Afterwards, you will call your Phoenix Zord and have it destroy this base.
What?
All evidence of my little show will be turned to dust. And to everyone else, it will appear that the Power Rangers did it in retaliation.
But how will you evacuate everyone from this base?
There will be no evacuation, dear.
But you're asking me to murder hundreds of people.
Oh, come now. Are the lives of these secret police and military folk worth more to you than those of your family? The choice is up to you. But you know what the consequences will be.
But only people in this room have seen you. You can evacuate everyone else.
I'm not worried about the people here. My mind control automatically erases their memories. A few of them will probably even survive the explosion, just enough to drum up media sympathy. But the base has too much material evidence of Goldar and my presence to be left intact. If destroying it means a few hundred casualties, that's collateral damage I can live with. The only question is, can you? Because if not, I'll call Scorpina and...
No. I'll do it.
That's better. Now get to it.
Catherine turns, unable to stop the tears from falling as she heads out of the control room.
Not bad. But we wouldn't have to do any of this if you hadn't have...
Oh, do be quiet.
Bandora ignites her staff and blasts both her and Goldar with it. The two return to their human forms.
Now you know, when the time comes, I can make you whole again, Goldar. As long as you obey. Agent Mitchell.
Yes, ma'am.
Have the power coins and their devices transported to the Angel Grove base. Then call a transport for Mr. Gold and I. We will head there at once.
Understood.
Come, Goldar. Goodbye, Agent.
At the Angel Grove base, Trini and Jason adjust to their new room, both sitting on one of the beds with their backs on the wall.
Hours in the first cell, then we get thrown onto a plane for hours, go from one coast to the other just to be tossed back into another cell. You'd think someone would have at least come to question us by now.
Why? Bandora already knows everything about us. I don't even know why she's bothering to keep us alive. Oh, I wonder if my mom is here too.
I'm sure she's okay. Your dad, too.
I don't have a dad.
Oh.
He died when I was little. I don't really remember him much, just the pictures my mom shows me.
Oh. I'm...
Don't you dare say you're sorry. Not after what happened to you. No one can pull the sympathy card when you're around.
Yeah, but... I am sorry, Trini.
I wonder how the others are doing.
If they're smart, they're figuring out a way to teleport us out.
Without our devices, we are just human life signs, among hundreds of others. I just hope Billy is okay.
Yeah, what's going on with the two of you?
Not much. We planned a date, kinda. But my mom is in full helicopter mode at the moment. At least she was. We never had a chance to actually do it.
You really like him, huh?
Yeah, I guess. He's nice and kind and likes to spend time with me. I haven't had, like, dreams about him or anything. Not in that way.
Didn't know girls had dreams in that way.
Of course we do. All the time.
Just not about Billy?
Not like that, but looks aren't everything.
So, who do you have dreams about? Anyone on the team?
No.
Oh my god, you totally do!
Ugh, since our lives are over, I might as well tell you. If you must know... They were about you.
What?
Just drop it. Me and Billy are sort of a thing, and it doesn't matter now anyway.
Okay. I'm dropping it.
Like I said, it doesn't matter. Pandora will probably have us all killed by tomorrow anyway.
Hey, don't talk like that. We'll find some way out of this. Zack and Billy are still out there. And maybe a couple others escaped too. I'm sure they're coming up with a plan right now.
And then what? Even if by some miracle we get saved today, the government knows our identities now. They won't stop until we're spending life in prison.
Pandora will show her true colors eventually. When she does, the Power Rangers will be there to show that we've always been the good guys. We just need to find a way to keep ourselves alive until that day comes.
I hope you're right. Billy, if you're still out there, please, we need you.
Zack Taylor stands by one of the exterior windows of the command center, looking out into the black void of space.
It really is amazing, isn't it?
Only a few hours ago, this was the command center we all knew. Now it's a space station.
Yeah, but just to be in space...
Kaku was right.
Huh?
He said we'd get used to it. It really is just a lot of black and a lot of stars.
I tried to go and speak to Zordon, but he's powered down to preserve power while Alpha completes repairs. So, what do we do?
I'm starting to think we go with Plan A.
Zack, if we do that...
Alpha?
Zack, Billy, please come to the main chamber. Catherine has finally gotten in contact.
The two rush to the main chamber, where the other Rangers and Alpha are on the call.
Stand by for transport.
Cat appears moments later on the teleportation pad.
Cat, are you okay? What happened?
SWAT team came over to my house. They took my family. I barely escaped.
Just now? The rest of us were attacked hours ago.
No, they took us someplace. While they weren't looking, I grabbed my morpher and communicator and ran. As soon as I got outside, I contacted Alpha. I need your help, guys. We have to go back and save my family. They're still trapped.
I still don't understand. How could you escape armed SWAT so easily?
What is your problem? My family is in danger. That's the truth. I need to help them.
Easy, Kat. No one is doubting you. I think Aisha is a little paranoid right now. We all are. It's been a hell of a day.
Yeah, the command center got attacked by the Shadow Rangers earlier, so we had to escape. We're actually in space right now.
Oh, really?
You don't seem too shocked.
Like Rocky said, it's been a hell of a day. Nothing surprises me anymore. All I care about now is getting my family out of there. I need everyone's help.
I'm down to go and beat up Rita's SWAT goons. Where at?
But Zordon said...
Forget Zordon, Alpha. We don't know where everyone else was taken, but Kat has a location on her family. We can't just leave them to die.
Zack's right. If it were my family, nothing would stop me from rescuing them.
Okay, why don't Zack and Adam go with Kat while Billy, Rocky, and I will stay behind and protect the command center?
I need everyone's help on this, Aisha. There are dozens of SWAT there. All it takes is one stray bullet for my family to get hurt. We need to storm in there and get everyone out as quickly as possible.
Do you have a location for Alpha?
Don't know the address, but it was a warehouse in San Francisco, on the corner of Barron and Sutherland.
Understood. Good luck, Rangers.
Thanks, Alpha. It's Morphin time!
Mastodon!
Triceratops!
Dragon Thunder Power!
Lion Thunder Power!
Griffin Thunder Power!
Phoenix Thunder Power!
The Rangers appear a few seconds later in an alley in downtown San Francisco.
Cat, which of these buildings is it?
My family's not here, Zack.
What are you talking about?
In order to protect them, I had to make a deal.
Cat?
Shadow Red, Shadow Black, and Shadow Yellow walk into the alley and stand next to Catherine.
With Pandora.
Shadow Falcon Power!
Cat morphs herself into the White Shadow Ranger.
You bitch.
I'm sorry, guys.
Alpha, bring us back up!
Alpha can't help you.
In the command center, Catherine's bug glows red. It sends out an EMP burst, short-circuiting the console lights and teleportation pad. The command center is now in total darkness. Back in San Francisco, the Power Rangers are engaged in battle with the Shadow Rangers. but it is certainly one-sided. Shadow Red uses his speed to slash the opposing team with his katana sword. Shadow Black takes out his bow and fires his arrows.
You all are weaker than last time!
Shadow White uses her speed to slash the rangers with her daggers, followed by Shadow Yellow, who strikes them with her claws. The constant onslaught of weapons proves to be too much, as the Power Rangers are now knocked out, demorphed, and unconscious.
Too easy.
Get the rangers to Ms. Goodson.
Where are you going?
Believe me, you don't want to know.
In the skies above Stone Canyon, two fighter jets head to intercept a large incoming UFO.
Keep your eyes peeled, Goose. Whatever it is, it's getting close. We should be able to... There!
Two fighters bank to avoid the massive red bird as it blasts past them. The fighters open fire, but the Phoenix's armor deflects it all.
Target acquired.
Catherine holds the trigger for a long moment, uncertain. Finally, she relents. She must. Cat pulls the trigger. In seconds, the Stone Canyon base is no more. On a military aircraft bound from San Francisco to the Angel Grove base, the newly captured Rangers, bound and bruised, look up as a soldier walks back into their cabin.
We just got word. Stone Canyon base is... gone.
What do you mean, gone?
The soldier who was guarding them replies,
I mean their friends blew it up!
What?
That doesn't make any sense. You have us all now. How could we have-
The footage is playing all over the world news! The red bird robot thing did it.
Cat.
She's not one of us anymore. She's one of your cheap knockoffs.
And I suppose you don't have an autopilot in those things? Or whoever recruited you can't control them?
It's a setup. Bandora had Catherine do it.
Who the hell is Bandora?
Miss Goodson, then.
You need to shut up, kid.
It just doesn't make any sense. Why would she turn her back on her friends to go work with Bandora?
You heard what she said. Bandora offered her a deal and she took it. Honestly, if it was my family, I can't say I wouldn't have done the same thing.
Yeah, but Zach, all those people... I can't believe she'd go that far.
What a load of crap. She's the White Shadow Ranger, which means she took this deal weeks ago, at least.
That doesn't mean she's lying.
She just blew up hundreds of people.
I said quiet! All of you!
Maybe she was working for Bandora from the start. Remember how Kaku said he found her? He said she practically walked up to him on the street, like she knew he was looking for her.
But that's just how the coins work. We don't know-
Yes, we do. That Aussie tramp has been a mole this whole time.
A mole you brought in with you.
Zach!
No. No, Billy. They did. They brought her in. We trusted her because you did. And now look-
We didn't know. Kaku didn't even know.
Which makes you both as dumb as you look, Rocky.
Settle down, or we will separate you.
Hey, whoa, back off, Zach.
Or what, huh?
Or, as soon as I'm free, I'll kick your ass. That's what. Last I checked, there were three of us and only one of your ass.
Stop it! All of you!
That's it! Everyone on your feet!
Sergeant, we are near the base. Strap in for landing.
Lucky little. Okay!
The sergeant sits and straps himself in, as the other soldier forcefully does the same to the Rangers before taking his own seat. The cabin falls silent as the Ranger's rage turns to sadness, despair. Billy looks at Zach, who just shakes his head. At the Angel Grove base, Bandora stands in front of a TV screen.
As you can see, the Power Rangers Zords opening fire and destroying the base. We are being told that only a fraction of the brave 300 men and women stationed at the base have survived, including a detachment of FBI agents who are working with the military to stop the vigilante team. A few have been pulled out of the rubble by rescue workers and are now recovering at Stone Canyon General. The president issued the following statement.
We do not know why the Ranger vigilantes did this, but make no mistake. We will get to the bottom of this, and once we do, these Power Rangers and anyone assisting them will feel the full weight of American justice.
This is way too easy.
David and Tommy sell.
So if you give in, give yourself to the powers, you'll become what, an emotionless vessel?
Pretty much. And if I don't, I die.
There's gotta be an option 3. I mean, you've been you for weeks.
For now. Maybe the process has been slow because I haven't been using the powers much. But it started with my body. My mind's next. Saba says it's the price of the white light, and I get the feeling that it's the only way I can have its full power.
This isn't what we agreed to!
Didn't you? You wanted me back. They told you I would be different, that there was no way to get me back totally as I was before.
Yeah, Kaku and Dulcea implied it. But the talking sword didn't say shit! Tell him to get out here now! I want to have a word with that—
Wait!
What?
It's here.
What's here?
My coin. It's here. In this building, right now.
Yeah. Mine too. I feel it.
They're all here. All the Rangers too.
You can sense the other Rangers?
It must be the white light power. It connects me to everyone. I can feel them.
Bandora now looks at a table. Before her is the complete collection of captured power coins. The ones from the East Coast, and those of the new prisoners now added to them. She summons her staff. Her eyes glow with power as she levitates one of the coins, the Pegasus Power Coin.
This used to take me decades. Now I can do it in seconds.
The wand surges. A blast of her power comes from it and drains blue energy from the power coin. The coin breaks. Then falls, dark and powerless, back onto the table.
Yes, yes. I can feel its power. One down, 10 to go.
If everyone's captured, that means Rita's won.
Dave?
My coin. I can't feel it. It's gone.
Pandora! Her staff. She must have drained out your powers like she did for my green coin. But she said that took her years.
We need to get out of here before she does the same to yours. It'll kill you.
You're right. I have to stop her.
How? You've been hiding your power coin up your immortal ass crack and you didn't tell me?
No. I'm going to give in.
Give in? Wait, Tommy, no!
It's the only way to save everyone. We have no plays left, Dave.
Tommy, I didn't work so hard bringing your ass back to life just so I can lose you again. Like you said, you give in, he takes your mind.
All the Rangers put their lives on the line to bring me back. I can't be willing to do anything less for them. As long as the rest of you survive, you can find a way to bring me back later.
And if we can't?
Then thank you for these last 2 amazing weeks. I love you, bro.
Tommy closes his eyes.
Saba! I agree! Take whatever you want. Just give me back my powers and help me save my friends.
As you wish. But you must understand, Tommy. There is no coming back after this.
I understand.
No!
Tommy glows a white light. In Bandora's private room, the white tiger coin glows too.
What? No!
The coin rises by itself into the air and shoots out of the room past Rita and towards the cells.
All prison guards, Shadow Rangers, meet me at cell block. We have a situation.
The coin enters Tommy's cell as he is overcome in light. David shields his eyes.
Tommy, no! There has to be another way! Come back!
Moments later, the White Ranger stands in Tommy's place.
There isn't. We're out of time, David.
In the corridor beyond, the cell door blasts off its hinges. The White Ranger emerges to face down the guards and Rita as they arrive.
How in the... Oh! Hold him back!
Rita runs towards another door as the men open fire. The White Ranger moves faster than their senses can process. Tommy takes each guard down with a swing of Saba. The men fall, their own blood now covering the walls.
Tommy, stop! They're humans!
They're in the way.
The White Ranger moves towards Bandora, but is blasted by laser fire. Tommy looks to see Shadow Yellow, Red, and Black enter the corridor. The White Ranger walks towards them, not even flinching as their blaster bolts hit him. His armor has no scorch marks, and he now feels no pain. Tommy kicks Shadow Yellow hard. He takes out Saba and slashes Shadow Red and Black. Shadow Yellow gets up to face Tommy.
You have grown powerful, but not powerful enough, White Ranger.
One of you should be enough to send a message. I would have preferred your White Ranger, but you'll have to do.
The White Ranger grabs Shadow Yellow by the neck and lifts her up.
Tommy, no!
And drives Saba through her belly. She demorphs as her powers fail.
Anyone else?
Shadows Red and Black stay down. They're injured and in pain, but also afraid. The White Ranger once again moves toward Bandora. By the time he reaches her, she emerges from another cell, levitating Kimberly and Mrs. Oliver with her wand. She drags them with her power out into the corridor.
Mom!
Tommy, you have your powers!
Choose, Tommy. You don't have time to save them both.
That's what you think.
I can end their lives at the speed of thought. You're powerful now, but only fast enough to reach one in time.
You're forgetting about someone, bitch.
David charges for her.
Oh, please.
A pulse of light blasts from the wand. David is thrown back into a wall.
That was the lowest charge. Care to see the highest? Surrender, Tommy. Now. Give up your powers and get back into your cage like a good boy.
You underestimate me.
And you, me. Choose or surrender.
Very well.
The White Ranger moves, and a second later he grabs Kimberly. Tommy turns to attack Bandora, but is too late as she sends a pulse of power from her wand and hits Marie Oliver with its full force. She is disintegrated.
No!
A second later, the White Ranger strikes and slams Bandora hard into the wall.
That was a mistake. The last one you will ever make.
Behind Tommy, David is overcome with grief. He crawls towards the black scorch mark on the metal floor that was once his mother. Kimberly sees this and runs to him.
David, I...
The hell off me!
David pushes Kimberly away, hard.
He didn't even flinch! He went straight for you! He let her die for you!
David, I know, I am so sorry, but why did he? What has happened to him?
That isn't Tommy anymore.
What?
I'm a better Tommy. A stronger Tommy. A superior White Ranger. With my full power at my command.
No. No version of Tommy would ever let his mother die.
I made a choice. Bandora was right. I didn't have time to save both. Kimberly was more useful, so she got to live.
Useful? That's our mom! Don't you care?
Tommy, talk to me. This doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't it? My brother Tommy. Always the hero. Ready to throw away everything to save everyone because of how much better he is than the rest of us, right?
I did what was necessary. I'm quantifiably more powerful, David. Especially now without my human weaknesses.
Our mom just died! Turned to ash in front of us! And you don't care? You don't even feel it! Why didn't you save her? Because of this slut?
Hey!
She's a Power Ranger. We need her.
I needed you! I needed you to save our mother! But you didn't! You didn't!
Tommy, your brother needs you. Change back. Go to him!
No, Kimberly. This is who I am now. There's no time for this. We have to be ready for battle. Follow me, Kimberly.
The White Ranger advances ahead down the hall, killing several more soldiers and forcing them into retreat from the cell block. He stops at a room at the end of the corridor, using his powers to disable the security lock.
Here. This room. I sense them inside.
Sense what?
The door opens to reveal the collection of power coins and morphers inside.
Our morphers!
Take yours and morph. Then find the others and give them theirs. They're in the rest of the rooms on this block.
And our families?
Later. For now, the Power Rangers need their powers before the military comes back.
Fine. What about you? Where will you be?
Dealing with Bandora.
Tommy leaves her to carry out his orders as he walks back up to the motionless Rita Bandora. David still next to her there in shock. Shadows black and red have now retreated. He doesn't stop them.
What are you waiting for? At least tell me you're gonna kill this bitch for what she did to Mom.
I only kill in combat. It's dishonorable to attack a fallen enemy.
Dishonorable? She killed Mom!
She needs to be kept alive so she can lead us to greater evils like Zed.
You're the only evil I see right now. I wish we never brought you back.
A moment later, Trini, Jason, Zack, Aisha, Adam, Rocky, Billy, and Kimberly charge toward them. All are now morphed.
We need to go! The army will be here any minute! Kim told us what Rita did to your mom. I'm so sorry, guys.
It's a temporary distraction, nothing more.
What?
Did I hear what I... What the hell has gotten into him?
Sold his soul.
We need to stay vigilant. Rita's powerful now. Once she wakes up, it's important to neutralize her. Then, we can start taking care of the other threats like Goldar and Scorpina.
Screw neutralizing her. I'm straight up killing this bitch now. Kimberly, give me my coin.
Kimberly hands David the Pegasus coin. It is cracked and gray, as if it's been dried out.
It... Pandora drained it somehow. I don't think it'll work anymore.
David throws a punch at no one in particular. At the air. He then collapses down on the floor.
Rangers, we have detected the power coins in your possession. Prepare for transport now.
Zordon? What? No! Zordon, why'd you do that? We were this close to ending Rita for good.
I appreciate your newfound enthusiasm, Tommy. But the Shadow Rangers would have regrouped with your military. I could not risk losing any of you.
We need to show her we mean business. We look weak by running away.
Zordon's right, dude. We are beat. We haven't slept or eaten in almost 2 days. Our powers can't make up for that.
Maybe yours can't.
Jason looks at the emotionless Tommy, who watches coldly as Kimberly now confronts his sobbing brother.
Whatever. Let me know when you're ready to fight.
Tommy exits the command center's main chamber.
You know, last year when Serpentera destroyed my town, I thought I'd never feel like that again. But now, somehow, all of this... Somehow it's almost worse.
Zordon, what about the rest of our families?
Alpha is trying to isolate them so we can teleport your families as well. In the meantime, now that we know they are at the Angel Grove base, we're keeping a watch on their heat signatures. We'll let you know if there's any trouble.
Also, Zordon, you should know. We found out that Kat has been a spy for Rita this whole time. She's also the White Shadow Ranger.
It is unfortunate. Alpha and I came to the same conclusion when we discovered and destroyed her device. She has not only been recording our conversations, but she used it to black out the command center earlier.
It was why we could not teleport anyone sooner.
So what do we do now?
You take a rest, Rangers. It might be only for an hour, but it is time you all desperately need right now.
Rita wakes up. As she rises, she narrows her eyes at the sight of the fallen Shadow Yellow, laying in a pool of her own blood.
Damn. Ugh.
Rita enters her office. She seethes as she looks at the empty table the morphers and coins were on.
I was wondering if you were still alive.
Goldar, I could have used your help with the new, all-powerful White Ranger.
I saw the security footage. What he did to Shadow Yellow. I wasn't gonna get myself killed like that.
He who runs away lives to fight another day.
Yes. And if you want to continue fighting, we will need to start by replacing Shadow Yellow.
I know. What about the others?
White arrived too late to be of any help. Red and Black both have injuries. Blue is still in the hospital, but she's awake and stable.
Should we tell her of her fallen sister?
Yes. Revenge is a powerful motivator. We can use it.
The Rangers have escaped, but their families are still here. Should I have them killed as payback?
No harm comes to them. We need them as leverage. At least until we can figure out a way to defeat the White Ranger. The other Rangers are weak-minded, but this one isn't. He's merciless. I can't defeat him with strength alone.
What are you going to do?
I need to fight fire with fire. Or rather, family with family.
Power Rangers the Audio Drama, Season 2, Episode 7, An Eye for an Eye. Narrated by Garrett Scott. Starring Nick Erickson as Jason, Catherine Black as Kimberly, Kenneth Tolles Jr. as Zach, Connor Terrell as Billy, Chloe Liao as Trini, Joey Sawless as Tommy, Jimmy Ace Lewis as Rocky, Will Smith as Adam, Andrea Billups as Aisha, Dom Solis as David, Natalie Berrin as Catherine, Keith Seymour as Zordon, Garrett Scott as Alpha 5, Jeannie McGuinness as Rita Bandura, Jason Rivers as Goldar, Shane Cochran as Chad and Saba, PJ Argento as Dominic, Agent Mitchell and Soldier One, with Joey Solis also as the President. Su Lin Chan as Shadow Yellow, Shadow Blue, and Mrs. Oliver. Dwayne Fenstra as the Newscaster and Pilot 1. Lamar Richardson as Soldier 2 and Pilot 2. Original score by Declan Gilgallon. Main theme written by Ron Wasserman, performed by Rex and Lauren Anderson. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and pomp5.com. Also from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Folly. Written and edited by Carl Dutton. Script editing by Sadima Kunchi-Boltler. Based on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers by Saban. With acknowledgements to the comic works of Carl Higgins and Ryan Parrott. Power Rangers the Audio Drama is a fan production. No affiliation with Saban or Hasbro. No copyright infringement intended.